Good times, great music at 2NURFM 103.7. Look, now that we're well into 2025, the whole Christmas, New Year, Australian Day season well in the rearview mirror, maybe have a look back into your wallet or your purse and have a look there and check to see if anybody got you a gift card over that time. You've unwrapped the Christmas card and there it was. It was all great at the time, and as it falls further and further to the back of the wallet, the expiry date soon arrives, 3 years I believe they now get. And some of us, according to the gang at Finder, are not just using them. So it might be a good reminder this morning to get out there and use yours. Joining us to cover some of that today in the gift card graveyard, they're calling it, from Finder is Taylor Blackburn. Taylor, thank you so much for your time. What gift cards have you still got in your wallet, or have you burned through them nice and early?
No, you know, I still do have a little bit of a gift card. I've used some of it, but I have a little bit of a gift card to a restaurant just down the street that it's mainly like a chicken shop. And, you know, I just need to make the time to spend the last 10 bucks or whatever that's on the card.
You know, and I know we'll get into some of the data in a moment, but I think that most of us, when we come to not spending it all, it's those residual amounts like, oh, I don't really want to go all the way across town because I've got $5, $6 left on a card. What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the way to look at a gift card is it's kind of, you know, it's money with an expiration date. It's a ticking time bomb. So you get the convenience of being able to pick whatever you want, so nobody buys you the wrong gift. But yeah, if you don't spend it all at once, then you know you kind of waste that money, which is one of the reasons that the businesses like them, right, is some people forget to use them. Some people don't use all of them, but it goes into the cash register all the same.
Well, your research did find that around a third of us have one unused gift card at the moment, and 20% of us, 21%, have two or more. You've got one for a feed. I've got one for the movie. So between us, we've got a decent night out, I guess.
Yeah. What's going on this weekend?
Exactly. But 21% of us have actually wasted money on gift cards that were just never used, which kind of falls into, to a certain extent, that retailer's dream. Who out of the men and the ladies has got the most money sitting on gift cards, and who are most likely to just let those funds expire?
Yeah, so women just slightly, so it's like a quarter of women versus one in five men are, I mean, and again, this is all about admitting that you've let it expire. So the numbers might be completely flipped around, but men are less likely to admit they've let one expire. You've seen the numbers when it comes to this stuff. The other point that I'll make here is if you do have a gift card that says it's expired, you know, I was talking to a lady yesterday. And she said that, you know, she got this beautiful, winery voucher and, during COVID. And
she wasn't working for the state government, was she? I mean, they were up at the wineries.
No, nothing like that. But she, that's a good one. She called the winery up and they said, you know, they would honor it even though it was expired. So, you know, if it is the case, you know, give the business a chance to honor it. I mean, of course, they have the right to say, sorry, you know, you're out of luck. But, you know, a lot of times it's a good chance to win a customer for life.
Yeah, because, again, looking at the amounts here, I mean, from your research, fellas, we've got about $175 on average in unredeemed gift cards, and the ladies about $186. In terms of those who are admitting that they've lost money on a gift card, 18% said we just let them expire. That one, again, I suppose you can forget about them, but 3 years is a long time. And 5%, this one I think seems a little bit more realistic as a reason or excuse. 5% said, look, I just lost the damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you put it in a drawer, you put it in a place that's so perfect you can't remember where you put it. I've definitely been guilty of that, and you find it years later. Oh, that's where this thing was. So if you get a gift card, you know, some quick tips, set a reminder on your phone, of when you might use it. You know, just like it's a bill that's coming due, cause that's kind of what it is. It's, you know, somebody has prepaid, for a thing for you that if you don't use, you know, you lose the money. So, I mean, it's real money. And if you don't like the store that someone's given you the gift card to, re-gift it because, you know, there's nothing, the beauty of the convenience of a gift card is it also, you know, won't be tracked back to you as being a gift that you gave away unless somebody asks you.
I don't know, Taylor. If the average gift card amount for men is around $175, I'm not gifting $175. I will all of a sudden take great interest in what that store is. 1% have just had pure bad luck that the company, business, or store, they just went broke. They went out of business. So, again, maybe that comes down to have a look at the store you're buying from and thinking, are these guys really going to be around in a couple of years? And knowing that your friend's more than likely. But that's just bad luck, isn't it, really?
It is. It is. And you know, it's the same as if you give somebody a prepaid Visa card, for example, versus a gift card. You know, that would have far more utility, but it seems like it's less thoughtful. But in some ways, maybe it's more thoughtful.
Last one, and I suppose this is where we can all get a little bit awkward as well. I mean, if you're getting gift cards and for places that we're kind of a little bit out of our depth in, and you've written like perhaps buying your wife some makeup, well, I've been in a similar situation. I had to walk into a ladies' store and buy a gift card. I just thought, well, I don't belong here.
Right.
I could feel, yes, I didn't belong here. I mean, it wasn't a lingerie store, but it was, you know, it was a gift card for ladies nonetheless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I had this experience just before Christmas. I went into this the shop that I know my wife buys makeup, and some of the gals at work told me, oh, well, you know, maybe buy this or buy that. So I thought, you know what? They saw me coming a mile away. I just said, I kind of looked at what the prices of things were and said, I'll just have this much on a gift card.
Thanks. Oh, exactly.
She was very happy. She was happy to pick it out herself.
And you know, I think that they've become so much for whether it was Christmas just gone or birthdays. I mean, years gone by, it was sort of, we sort of looked down our nose at them. Oh, that's a bit of a dodgy present. No thought into that. No, it gives you the chance, you, the gift receiver, to buy exactly what you want, provided it doesn't sit in your wallet or your purse or behind the lounge for more than 3 years, and then that's money that you've thrown away. Taylor, a great reminder, particularly for many of us who may very well have been blessed with a gift card over the holiday season. Thank you so much for your time. That chicken shop awaits you today.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'll see you at the movies, Mark.
That sounds good. Taylor Blackburn from Finer. Again, like I said, great weekend if we can just get those gift cards together. Do not let yours be a part of the gift card graveyard. Apparently across the country, there's $1.25 billion in unused fantastic plastic. 2NUR FM.